We're going to continue the hour by talking about a new exhibit that's coming up at the Ackland Art Museum beginning on April 22nd, running through June 19th. The Ackland is presenting Modern Black Culture, the Art of Aaron Douglas. Aaron Douglas is a modernist artist associated with the Harlem Renaissance, really significant figure in 20th century art. And they're going to have a lot of his work on display at the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website for more information. The curator of that exhibit is joining us here in the studio right now. John Bowles is the curator. He's also an associate professor of African American art at UNC Chapel Hill and a faculty affiliate of the Institute for African American Research. John, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
So, first of all, tell us about yourself and your role and how you came to curate this particular exhibit.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I got interested in curating this exhibition because, so I teach African American art, that's what I do my research on, and a private collector loaned a really wonderful collection of work by Aaron Douglas to the Ackland Art Museum, and I knew there were other things on campus, you know, by Aaron Douglas that in the rare books collection and some of the other special collections in Wilson Library, we had great stuff, you know, by him, and so I thought, and there are other materials within the state, so I thought it would be an excellent opportunity to kind of bring some of those together and let people around here know what's available in North Carolina that relates to Aaron Douglas.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question and then just turn you loose, because I know people can and have written books about this, but right. What should folks know about Aaron Douglas? Like, I'm kind of an art aficionado myself. I know very little about him, so I'm excited about this exhibition.
Yeah, well, it's a great opportunity for people to get to know him, because at the time, you know, in the 1920s, in 1930s, he became one of the most important artists of the Harlem Renaissance. He was born in Kansas. He was working as a high school art teacher in Kansas City, Missouri. And in 1925, he learns about some of what's going on with the beginnings of the Harlem Renaissance. He reads the poetry of Langston Hughes. He hears some of the ideas about, you know, black artists getting inspired by African sculpture and things like that, which is a new concept at the time. And so he quits his job as a high school art teacher and moves to New York City, tells his fiance they're going to get married in New York, takes off, and gets to know all these central figures, like almost right away gets to know Langston Hughes. It becomes a really good friend of his. So for people who know poetry, that's a name that might be familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my knowledge of the Harlem Renaissance is the literature, the poetry, Langston Hughes, the music. I don't know anything about the visual art, so this is exciting.
Yeah, right. Most people know it from its literature, but the art, you know, Aaron Douglas is really the first black artist making work, you know, alongside those writers. He illustrates, designs the cover for Langston Hughes' first book of poetry. He makes illustrations for some of Langston Hughes' poems that are published in 1926, 1927, begins collaborating with writers, producing things like this wonderful book we have at the Ackland of poems by James Weldon Johnson, another important poet of the Harlem Renaissance, called God's Trombones, that's based on stories from the Bible. And Aaron Douglas collaborates with him so that for every poem, there's this beautiful page, you know, full page illustration that Aaron Douglas is designing to kind of bring the ideas to life and to give people a visual idea, you know, these stories from the Bible with black protagonists, you know, like relating these stories to black life in America, drawing these direct connections. And people found that really exciting, you know, so he became like instantly his illustrations were getting published everywhere at the time.
What is his art like? How would you describe it?
It's so his illustration work is probably, if people have seen his art, that may be what they've seen. And it's in those cases, it's almost always just black and white. And he works in silhouettes that look kind of like Art Deco. He was inspired by ancient Egyptian art. So, you know, when people joke about walk like an Egyptian, where you're trying to walk forwards but twist your torso sideways, his silhouettes are like that. So you can get a sense of movement, you know, without seeing too much detail. And I think the idea is that way the figures can be really expressive. It's all about the gesture or the pose or, you know, what kind of, as a way of expressing emotion Right. So so the image is like really immediately accessible.
Speaking with John Bowles, again, curator of the new exhibit, Modern Black Culture, The Art of Aaron Douglas, opens on April 22nd, runs through June 19th in the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website, of course. Admission is always free, so head on over to the Ackland and check it out. What are some of the really significant artworks that especially stand out to you?
Yeah, so one of my favorites is the one that we're using on the poster, if anyone, the big banner outside the museum, if anyone's seen it, or it's on the poster or the exhibition website.
This is really cool. This is a very 1920s piece, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's actually, it's really small. It's a design for a book plate, so it's not very big, but it's got these huge ideas in it. You know, it's got like a jazz trumpeter with a man and a woman dancing, you know, right in front of him with this backdrop of skyscrapers, you know, the suggestion of the modern metropolis in the 20s when skyscrapers were still new and exciting to people. But then the other half of the image is this kind of history, black history, tracing back to the pyramids from ancient Egypt. There's a little cabin representing the South, suggesting, you know, that black culture is something that comes through the South, where the blues and jazz and spirituals originate, and then gets brought up to the North, where someone like Aaron Douglas draws on it to make this exciting modern, you know, modern artwork.
Yeah, the silhouettes in front are am I right to think Matisse there, and then like a little bit like that, but then there's so much else going on beyond that.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely thinking about the European modernists. You know,
yeah,
he's thinking about Cubism. That's, you see that in some of the awkward poses of the figures.
Yep.
You see Matisse and especially in the woman dancing there.
Yep.
Absolutely, the kind of flowing form. And the primitivism of those artists is something that Douglas, like, he struggles with it, I think. You know, sometimes because it can encourage stereotypes of you know, African culture and black culture as primitive and uncivilized. I think he sees that risk, especially early on, and has a hard time sometimes kind of working through that. But eventually he comes to kind of embrace it as a way of thinking about how black culture is a modern culture, but it's one that draws on this like deep well of really profoundly human emotions and experiences.
So the exhibition's going to be up at the Ackland, again, April 22nd through June 19th. A lot of other kind of associated programs along with it. You mentioned God's Trombones. I know there's something at the Haytai Heritage Center in Durham. What should folks know about other programs going on alongside this?
Yeah, there's lots of other programming going on. I'll be giving a tour in the early days of the exhibition. The full program's on the museum website at ackland.org. There's going to be a public performance of God's Trombones, of the poems from God's Trombones, which should be fantastic. There will be a mural tour, a tour of murals in Chapel Hill by a mural artist that, you know, will culminate at the exhibition. So there's several really good programs coming up. There's a family day. The last day of the exhibition is Juneteenth. So on Juneteenth, the Ackland is having a family day to, you know, both to mark Juneteenth and to tie that into the exhibition, to the themes of the exhibition.
Speaking with John Bowles, the curator of Modern Black Culture, The Art of Aaron Douglas, and I got to start wrapping up, but what's your process like as a curator? How do you select, organize? Like, there's got to be a lot of material to mine here.
Yeah, it's, but I love this kind of work, so
yeah.
That's why I'm doing this. The best part of it is just getting to look at a bunch of art, you know, like going to the library and looking at in the rare books collection at Wilson Library. They have a bunch of books with these beautiful full color dust jackets that he designed in the 20s, you know, for really important authors of the Harlem Renaissance. So we've borrowed a bunch of those from the rare books. We've got a couple of Christmas cards that he produced. You know, we're interested in the public, you know, the kind of public image, but he was also, like a lot of artists, making small intimate artworks that he shared just with friends. So we have a couple artworks, one from the Southern Historical Collection in Wilson Library. We've borrowed a painting that he made in 1932 for Bennett College, a historically black women's college over in Greensboro. That was really important at the time. You know, he made this mural of Harriet Tubman, because he was just commissioned to make a mural. He got to choose the subject, and he saw her as an amazing role model for young Black women. So, and we have a section too that includes that painting that's about his connections with North Carolina. That even though he, as far as I can tell, he never visited our state, he still had connections here. He illustrated a play by Paul Green, who was a professor at UNC at the time. He made that mural for Bennett College. He published illustrations in Carolina Magazine, the student literature magazine at UNC, for this special kind of Harlem Renaissance issue that they did back in 1927, really early on. So he had connections here, and I want people to see how, even North Carolina seems so far from New York City, could be involved with the Harlem Renaissance in these ways.
The exhibition is Modern Black Culture, The Art of Aaron Douglas, April 22nd through June 19th at the Ackland. Ackland.org is the website for more information, including a full schedule of other related events and activities that'll be going on all through that period as well. John Bowles, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.